This Brian Costello report, sponsored by Winters Brothers, Long Island's number one choice for waste removal and recycling services, by Van Buren Buick GMC in Garden City Park, family owned and operated since 1935, by CSEA Local 830, we work for you, and by Play Sugar House. Legal sports betting is here. Check it out at PlaySugarHouse.com. $250 deposit match on your first deposit. All right. Patriots win. I feel like we've said this before. Going to the Super Bowl in a shootout over the Kansas City Chiefs, 37-31. Brian Costello was there at the game. Hey, Brian, how are you?
I'm good, Lori. How you doing?
I'm doing well. All right, so this was, you know, highly entertaining game. Goes to overtime. And let's start off with, what is your headline for the New York Post tomorrow for this game? What's your number one top, you know, takeaway from this shootout?
It's just, you know, the Patriots won't die. they just, every time you think, okay, you know, here it is, they find a way. They're just amazing. You know, I mean, this is a team. They started 1-2, right? They lost to the Jaguars and the Lions in September. You know, we were all kind of, oh, they're 1-2. Well, here we go. Maybe this is the year they fall apart. And then they win some games. And then in December, they lose in Miami on that miracle play. And then they lose in Pittsburgh a week later. And people are like, oh, you know, they're okay. They're going to win this division, but they won't do anything in the playoffs. Just watch. And then the Chargers advance to, you know, the Chargers are a good team. They might beat them. And they stomp the Chargers. And then this one, you know, obviously the Chiefs gave them a great game, but I felt like every time, you know, they might be down in this game, they came back. And as soon as you saw the coin toss go the way it went in overtime, you knew they were going to win this game. And it's just a testament to Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and Julian Edelman and Rob Gronkowski and all the familiar faces that we see through the years, that just, you know, they are just an amazing team.
Yeah, you mentioned Gronkowski, and if this is ultimately his last season, you know, it seemed like that was one weapon, whether it was his blocking, or which was just, you know,
incredible,
dominating and incredible. Mm-hmm. And then I felt like they didn't go to him enough. But when they needed that big third down, that big conversion, that big play, just felt like Gronk was a matchup that Kansas City just couldn't do anything with.
Yeah. You know, and he had two big catches on the drive in the fourth quarter. He got it down to the 4-yard line on that one where he beat Barry. And then in the overtime, the one you mentioned, where he got it down there to the 15, I think. You know, people wrote him off, and he didn't look like himself for a lot of this year, but he was still able to make plays. And in the first half, when they were running the ball like they were, he was just, you know, blowing people off the ball. And there was one play where they went around his side and he basically blocked two people at once. You know, so I don't know if he's going to hang it up, and I don't know if the Patriots are going to want to move on because he's making a lot of money out, you know, next year. But he doesn't look like a guy to me that can't play football anymore, that's for sure.
As somebody who covers the Jets, you've obviously spent a lot of time also covering the Patriots through the years. So in terms of the post-game and the sound bites, anything about this one feel a little different? I know the quotes, at least in reading them, it sounds like the Patriots are calling this one special. It's hard to make them feel or sound special when Brady and Belichick just go to the Super Bowl, year after year. When you go to like 8 of them, when you win 5 of them, you know, it's like, yeah, you know, how special are they? Yet they, something here, they're at least making it seem like this one is special to them.
They have a chip on their shoulder, you know, whatever it was that they heard or saw during the season. You know, Brady said the odds were stacked against us. You know, I remember last week he said, everyone thinks we suck and we can't win. So there's something going on. Now, Belichick was classic Belichick after the game and acted like, you know, this was a preseason game against the Giants at the end of August. Like, you know, somebody put it to him like, oh, you won the road, all this stuff. And he says, yeah, it's good to win. you know. So I heard
some of the sound bites with Belichick, and the way he was talking, you would have thought they lost. Like, it just sounded like the Chiefs outplayed them, made more plays in, you know, fourth down situations in short yardage. I mean, it sounded like they got dominated the way Belichick sounded.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this. Usually the coach comes out first. They're usually the first person that does the press conference. Belichick was last tonight, so he was well after the game was over, and any emotions he might have had in the immediate aftermath of that game, he had plenty of time to get rid of his emotions and put on his Bill Belichick press conference face. He did that, but other guys definitely mentioned it. Brady mentioned, you know, the chip, the kind of this idea of the odds were stacked against them. Devin McCourty said something about how, people were disrespecting them and doubting them and that kind of stuff. So, you know, they're playing that underdog card a little bit, which is hard to fathom for anyone outside of New England.
It's absurd, but yeah.
We'll see. You know, I don't know. Maybe you know what the early line is for the Super Bowl. I haven't seen it yet. But I'm not sure if they're going to be underdogs or favorites in this game.
Let me see. I had looked it up before, and then the computer crashed. I'll look it up again. I think that earlier on, I was talking with one of my producers, and I think we had seen something that said that the Rams were favored by one, and then we saw something else that said pick 'em. And yeah, I was thinking to myself, number one, even that 1 point, like, don't do it.
Here we go.
Don't do it. Even if it's 1 point, don't do it. It's just absurd. Make it pick 'em so that they don't have anything to talk about. Because if they're even just like, you know, the underdog for 4 minutes by a point, you know they're going to have bulletin board material.
I'm sure they're going to go into this one feeling like everyone talks about Sean McVay, and every coach, they want the next Sean McVay, all these teams.
Yep.
No one thinks Bill Belichick is any good. You know, they're going to be all that sort of stuff. But
apparently the line that opened at Pick'em, the Pats are now, it already moved. The Patriots are now favored by two. So
it's
moving in that direction, so they're not going to have that. All right,
they're not going to have the underdog card.
Yeah. Now, how much, I don't know, in the press box or conversation, but for all that we're talking about the Patriots, and they did win the game, just like I think there was that air of inevitability that when they won the toss, that they were going to score. But the flip side also felt true with the way that the Chiefs offense had been moving. This thing had turned into a track meet at the end of the game, teams going up and down the field and scoring. And I mean, in the case of the Patriots, it was a slower track meet, but they were pounding it, but both teams scoring. Did you also feel like if Chiefs win the toss that they were going to win that game?
I did. Yeah. I thought whoever won the coin toss there would win, because like you said, I mean, it was a strange game in that it was 17-7 at the end of the third quarter, and the Chiefs had an explosive drive to start the third quarter, but for the most part it's kind of been a slow paced game, and then all of a sudden someone hit the accelerator button.
Yep.
And then the fourth quarter was just like boom 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 pinball, where they lead, I think the lead changed four times in the fourth quarter.
It was the most points ever in a championship game in the fourth quarter. I mean,
it was crazy. So definitely the offenses took over. And so I would agree with you. I think if the coin toss had gone the Chiefs' way, I probably would have thought the Chiefs were going to drive down and score.
Talking to Brian Costello from the Post about the Patriots Chiefs game, and what was your feeling? The Dee Ford play where he lines up in the neutral zone, it looks like an interception.
Yeah.
When you talk about you can't beat the Patriots, that it's like you cannot, even when you think that you have the pitchfork in their heart, they're not dead. If that play, doesn't that play epitomize it?
Yes, it does. And
he's sick, right?
Yeah. No, and I thought about Laurie, who's covering the Jets. Dee Ford is scheduled to be a free agent. Chiefs might franchise tag him, but I think there's a lot of Jets fans out there hoping Dee Ford lands on the Jets. And I was like, well, that would be a Jets-like play right there to jump off sides in that situation. So he'll fit right in if he ends up on the Jets. But you can't make mistakes like that. That was a killer mistake. The Patriots had a few bad penalties of their own. Then there was that roughing the passer call, which I thought was unbelievable on Chris Jones. I don't know what he did there that they called roughing the passer. It looked like he barely touched Brady.
Yeah, that's so, one of those. You know, the other game obviously features a penalty that
a monster
penalty that I think is going to cause the league to potentially make some of the, you know, some penalties reviewable. That one, I don't know if you've had a chance to see the replay on it, but watching on TV when they show the replay, it was not a penalty. And, you know, it was one of those things where the league is going to look, you know, would look at it and say, that's a mistake.
Yeah, and I think it was a second down and it'd be a first down. So who's to say, you know, that obviously wasn't as huge a situation as the one in the first game, the Saints game. But, you know, I just, I couldn't believe that call. And then obviously the offsides on D Ford was just, a huge, huge mistake. And, you know, we've seen it a million times. You can't make mistakes against the Patriots. They seem to always take advantage of them.
Yeah. Now, the other thing, Andy Reid, of course, known for offensive innovation, really being an offensive genius in so many ways and a nurturer of coaching and quarterback talent. But he's also known for not being able to win the big game and in the playoffs and in particular not being able to manage the clock well and the end of games. In this one, to me, I don't know how this struck you, but the most egregious thing that I looked at was how do you let overtime happen when your defense is clearly so gassed and never call a timeout there? Leave all three timeouts in your pocket. Did that make sense to you?
Yeah, I hadn't thought about it, but you know, just saying it, you know, you're talking about a call taking a timeout in overtime.
You know, your defense is exhausted. They've been out there. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at time of possession here.
Time of possession was 40.
Yeah, 44 to like 21.
Yeah.
You know, and the number of plays that the Patriots ran, 94 to 47. By the time you're there in overtime, that Chiefs defense has been on the field so long for so many plays. Don't you have to call a timeout when the Patriots are down there by the goal line? Don't you have to call a timeout there and let your defense have a breather?
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. You know, and I heard, I was listening to some of the talk radio here in Kansas City, and they are criticizing them for scoring too fast before the two-minute warning, that they should have run some time there. And, you know, and some of the people say it looked like the Patriots might have let them score there. I didn't see that. You know, I didn't see a replay on that. But, you know, everything obviously is going to get picked apart for Andy Reid now after a game like this and another loss in a big game. But, you know, I hadn't thought about that. But now that you said, it wouldn't make sense to take a timeout and give them a little rest there in overtime.
And, Brian, in terms of some of those stats that I just tossed out there, you know, as great as Belichick and Brady are, it did feel like the Chiefs had not just home field advantage, but advantages, you know, in some ways with that offensive talent that they have. And so the Brady Belichick, Josh McDaniels game plan and you know, the brilliance of an efficiency of executing that where you keep this Chiefs offense off the field.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, obviously in New York, we all think of Belichick, we think of Super Bowl 25, and he did that against the Bills, you know, and he slowed that offense down, and he did it in 2001 in the Super Bowl against the Rams, which was a great offense, and he figured out how to slow that down. So he's done this before, and I think, you know, the kind of the unsung heroes of this game are the Patriots offensive line. Well, you know, they ran for 176 yards, I think it was.
Yep.
I mean, and they were big holes that Michelle and White were running through. It wasn't like they were creating this all themselves. And then Brady wasn't sacked once. And I can't remember him getting hit once. You know, I mean, like, you got roughing the passer, which was we just talked about.
It was a bogus
I didn't think
call.
He was really touched.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but, like, I can't remember him getting, like, you know, drilled. I can remember Patrick Mahomes getting hit a bunch. So I think, you know, that's a huge credit to them. And then you're talking about game plan stuff. Tyreek Hill had one catch in that game.
Yep.
One catch. It was a big catch. It was a long catch, but one catch. And Kelce had a touchdown, but I think he finished with 3 or 4 catches.
Three catches for 23 to Kelce. And you know what? To further your point, Tyreek Hill, the one big play, he was only targeted 3 times. Kelce only targeted 5 times. And I thought it was interesting also that for all Andy Reid has innovated and incorporated the jet sweep and the touch passes and all those kinds of interesting things, I would have thought that they would have found other ways to get the ball in Tyreek Hill's hands, even running the football. And, you know, he never touched it in that way. So, Bill Belichick, always famous for going to take one thing out of, you know, your game plan, one thing you do well. It certainly seemed, was it Tyreek Hill on this day, even the big play, that's what they decided to take out?
And Kelce, too, I think they did both, because it was one play where I looked at it. You know, we're very, very high in the press box in Kansas City. You look down, and it looked like the entire Patriots offense was on one side of the field, and one guy was on the top of it, and that was Sammy Watkins. It looked like Belichick said, I will let Sammy Watkins beat me. Like, let's see if he can beat me. And he had a good game. Yep. He had over 100 yards receiving. Yep. He had a good game. But I think Belichick was like, hey, if they can do it with Sammy Watkins, fine. And I think he just kind of funneled everything to Sammy Watkins all day long and just took away Hill and took away Kelce. And they had some success throwing the Damien Williams out of the backfield, too. So they did find other ways, you know, in the second half to move the ball. But I think in the first half they were completely confused. And then they started figuring some stuff out. But, it's almost a cliche at this point. You're talking about Belichick taking away what the other team does well. But you watch a game like this, and, it's true.
Yeah, and other teams don't seem to be able to do it. Now it will be fascinating as we move forward to have the young genius in Sean McVay against the old master, the old genius in Bill Belichick. And, so in that sense, I know some fans not excited about the Patriots, but a real treat in the matchup in that sense that I think is going to be very interesting. Brian Costello, appreciate the time. Go have some barbecue tomorrow and get home safe.
I got a flight in about 5 hours.
So oh, God. All right.
All right.
Take care. Thanks for staying up with us.